The general point I'm making, and to be clear, it's, as someone who's very conscious of the need for regional development, is number one, is that over time in Ireland, perhaps for good reason, that because the road infrastructure was so chronic, we ended up with an argument to build airports. So, for example, the simple argument would be if you go from Dublin, go south of Dublin and go all the way around the coast, you find that all the way up as far as Donegal, the only place that hasn't got an airport is actually Limerick. Now, we can argue Limerick has Shannon. So the point is that over time, because the road infrastructure was poor, a Me Too policy arrived with airports. Every place wanted an airport, which economically is not very efficient. What would be much more efficient is if our road infrastructure connecting all these places was actually much better. And that's generally the argument I'm making, is that we need to unravel a policy, which is very difficult for politicians, of having so many airports in Ireland.
In terms of Shannon, you're arguing that Shannon should be the lead airport, as it were, in the promotion of the Wild Atlantic Way, the central tenet of your belief being that very often foreign tourists are coming in and through Dublin when they don't need to and don't want to.
Yes, the point really is that over time, and when we find as the nature of tourism in Ireland changes, and Dublin has been doing very, very well, but there's also significant evidence that a fair proportion of tourists from, say, continental Europe and Germany arrive into Dublin but have no interest in being in Dublin and go immediately to the west coast of Ireland. Now, I'm making a similar argument as we developed the Wild Atlantic Way project, is that it seems sensible to put the message out that if you want to go to the west of Ireland for the Wild Atlantic Way experience, the best way of doing it is to enter via Shannon Airport or an airport on the west coast of Ireland.
Now, the perception that's developing of your report is that you're effectively saying that the issue of subsidising airports and providing PSOs and support for flights, etc., needs to be reevaluated and perhaps constitutes unfair competition. In Donegal, the argument immediately is going to be our road network is terrible, we don't have a rail service, we're isolated, we need this, without it, we suffer.
Yes, and I think that from somebody in Donegal that might be a very reasonable point, and it's not a point to which I would not have sympathy. I think what we need to do is have a case-by-case evaluation. Certainly the road infrastructure is in Donegal and the rail infrastructure is not very good. The reality of it is that what we need to do is to build an integrated road and rail infrastructure, and then the argument for, and the benefits are much better than they are for subsidising airports. That's the generic point. Now, the extent to which an argument can be made for Donegal, my own personal view would be that if the road infrastructure is what would give everybody in Donegal a much better return on a daily basis, and that's what the real point is.